Let us pray. Take my lips, O Lord, and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. And take all our hearts and set them ablaze with your love. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty, of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, so help me God. That is, in part, the oath of allegiance that an immigrant to the United States of America must say in order to become a naturalized citizen. Three primary things are happening in this oath. One, loyalties to foreign powers are renounced. Two, a life of fidelity to, and if necessary, death in defense of the country are promised. And three, consent to this new allegiance is made before God himself. This oath of allegiance is nothing less than a pledge to a people. And this morning, we see a similar pledge in our Old Testament lesson. Ruth, a Moabite by birth, after being repeatedly told by her Judean mother-in-law, Naomi, not to follow her and to remain in her homeland, refuses. And instead, she makes a formal oath to her. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me and more as well, if even death parts me from you. Ruth's oath formalizes the bond between her and her mother-in-law, just as Ruth had clung to Naomi a few verses earlier, so now she is joined to her family, the two sharing a bond stronger than blood. Pledging oneself to a new people, whether an immigrant becoming a U.S. citizen or a Moabite woman joining a Judean family, means that one's identity is changed and a new life is begun. And these are all affected in the three movements of the pledge itself. First, in pledging herself to Naomi, Ruth renounces her allegiance to Moab. This is especially significant when we understand that Moab was an ancient enemy of Israel. And in the ancient world, one's tribal ties were not abdicated willingly. Only if one's tribe was conquered by another would one ever consider pledging allegiance to another people and their God. And yet, because of her unrelenting love for her mother-in-law, Ruth abandons her own mother's house in Moab, choosing a new identity for herself. Second, Ruth's oath of fidelity to Naomi means that from now on, they will do life together. Because they are both widows and are otherwise without economic security, they will have to support, to defend one another, always working toward each other's benefit. And what's more, because she is a Moabite, Ruth will likely face danger, possibly even death, in the land of Judah among the Israelites. In this way, Ruth is giving up her own life out of love for her mother-in-law. She knows the dangers, but Ruth would rather be buried beside Naomi than turn away from her. Third and finally, Ruth is given every opportunity to turn back, and yet she freely chooses to advance. Naomi pleads with her to remain in Moab, but invoking the name of God, Naomi's God, Ruth seals her oath under the witness of heaven. She is neither coerced nor hesitant. Rather, she is so resolute that she makes her life accountable to the Almighty for keeping this oath. making her commitment indissoluble. In all these things, renouncing of old allegiances, adoption of a new way of life, and sealing the oath before God, pledging one's self to a people changes identity and begins life anew. Today we observe the Feast of All Saints. On this day we remember all those forebearers of the faith who have gone ahead of us into glory, making this day especially appropriate for baptisms and the renewal of baptismal vows. And in keeping with the custom of the church, today we will baptize Amelia. We will gather around the font, and on Amelia's behalf we will do as Ruth did. For baptism, like that naturalization oath of allegiance or Ruth's oath to Naomi, is nothing less than a pledge to a people. For in baptism, we make the same three moves. As Ruth willingly renounced her allegiance to Moab, so we renounce all the powers of evil and present ourselves to be conquered by Christ in the waters of the font. As Ruth risked her own life to live among Naomi's people, so we choose to live together as aliens among the world in the hope of resting with the saints. And finally, as Ruth made her oath before God, so we give our consent before the Almighty to an indissoluble bond with Christ our Lord. Baptism is our pledge to a self-giving people and a self-giving God, to the saints and to Christ. According to St. Luke, our changed identity and new life is to be marked by a divinely merciful self-givenness. Goodness given to the hateful, blessings to those who curse, prayer to slanderers, money given to beggars, love to enemies, and support for those who can't reciprocate it. Baptism, then, is a life given over to a life of giving. This is our spiritual oath of allegiance, and we should take it at least as seriously as we would take any national oath of allegiance. For many of the saints we honor today died for taking this oath, and when we take it ourselves, we are joined to their most hallowed caravan as it makes its way toward refuge in heavenly country. My brothers and sisters in Christ, on this day, may we remember Ruth, Naomi, and all the saints who have gone before us. May we remember the oath of allegiance for which they lived and for which they died. And may we remember the self-givenness that is their heritage. For into this we are baptized, and into this we will baptize Amelia. As Ruth clung to her mother-in-law, let us this day cling to Mother Church. So help us God. Amen.
Amen.